It's the Football Sack podcast time. Pete, unfortunately, I've deleted the intro song for the show.
Because you're an idiot.
I'm looking at our producer. She's nodding her head. No, we don't have the song. She's mouthing, Matt, you're an idiot.
Typical, man. Typical.
So, Pete, can you lead us in with the theme song?
What? No, why would I do the theme song?
No, just do the theme song. You're really good at...
Why am I going to do the theme song? Well, get stuff, man. I'm not going to do it.
You've been doing the theme, the sounds for the last few weeks. Just
no, I'm not a sound effect guy, man. Honestly, no, I'm not going to do this anymore.
But you're really good at sound effects, man.
Get stuffed. I'm not doing this.
No, Pete, don't be like that.
No, you know what? That's the I'm out. No more. No more Football Sack podcast. Don't all right? I'm going.
Come on, man.
No, that's the
you're
I'm
a
out.
Co-host. I need
I'm
you.
Out. Bye.
Pete. No. Okay, listeners, he is leaving the studio right now. He's taking his bag. He's out the door.
Yeah, get stuff, guys.
Wow. We are down a co-host. That's interesting. What are we going to do? Well, luckily, we're going to go to one of our guests that we prepared earlier, who might step in. He might step up and be co-host for today's show. Welcome, Liam Bentley from Football Federation Victoria. How you doing, mate?
Sensational yourself.
I'm quite thrown, actually. Pete's just left me here to do the podcast on my own. Well, can you confirm that you will help me out today?
I'm certainly happy to help you out here. But worried, I think I've just stepped in and split up a happy couple.
Yeah, well, a couple. Sure, well, maybe not. For those of you listening, Liam does sound a bit like a few of the characters that have been on the shows in the past.
I promise I'm not Laurie McKenna or Ernie Merrick or the Football Sacks versions of them.
Yeah, they all sounded quite similar and really bad at their Scottish accent. We don't know why that is. Anyway, tell us a bit about yourself, Liam.
Well, I am the competitions manager down at Football Federation Victoria. I'm also the commentator on VPL Live, so we broadcast a live game every week online with the Victorian Premier League. You can catch that online wherever you are in the world. And also I'm the host of the new FFV football podcast, which we just launched last week, called On the Bench, so talking all things Victorian Premier League.
That's cool. Yeah, you're just using this show to spruik everything that you work on, aren't you?
Look, I'm not going to lie. It's handy.
We don't have that many listeners. Okay, what happens usually is that after we do the intros, we have a bit of a section, football news around the country. Pete usually hosts that section. What I'm going to get you to do is, here is the A-League news that we've got. If you just run through a bit of what's going on.
Yeah, well, I think one of the big stories overnight's been Mustafa Amini being denied his chance to get a big contract overseas thanks to Central Coast not taking the offer that was put on the table.
Yeah, denied moving over to the German Bundesliga. Good thing, do you think? Bad thing?
Look, it's hard. You can see it from both sides. You know, obviously want to see the young Australian players really get a chance. But from everything I've seen, Amini's an absolutely quality player. And you don't want, you know, the big clubs from Europe coming over and just pillaging
it's nice that he'll be in the A-League for at least another season.
Yeah, it's great. You're getting to see him every week. It's fantastic.
What other news do we have, Liam?
We have a new CEO at Sydney FC. Dirk Melton taking over as the CEO at Sydney FC.
That's really interesting. Dirk Melton. He is the former Canterbury Bulldogs CEO. I think, producer over there in the corner, do we have his number? Yeah,
I think we might, guys.
We do. We've got his number, and we might get him on the line. Liam, if you can just go through some of the questions with Dirk Melton, CEO of Sydney FC.
Hi, am I speaking to Dirk Melton, Sydney FC's new CEO?
Yeah, my name is Dirk Melton. I am Dirk Melton over here in the United States.
Sorry, I'm not sure I've got the right guy. How would we know you?
Oh, well, who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Liam from the Football Sack podcast.
Oh, yeah, I listen to that all the time, the Football Sack. Yeah, great guys. Yeah, my name is Dirk Melton. I'm a bit of a star over here in the States. Yeah, you might know me from certain films. I'm in... You might know, you might have seen, Is That a Dirk in Your Pants? I'm a Melton Your Heart. Dirk Head? and the upcoming foreign feature film, Durka Durka. Have you seen those films, Liam?
Look, I can't say I have, but I reckon we'll put them on the movie list to watch when I get back home.
Yeah, they're quite engaging, and they're certainly, they do float many people's boats. Yeah.
So Dirk, you haven't just accepted a new role at Sydney FC to turn the crowd numbers around?
No, I don't usually accept new roles. People come to me and offer roles, and I take those. But, you know, I might be up for something over there in... You sound like you're an Aussie?
Yeah, a Scottish Aussie over here, yep.
Yeah, obviously. That great accent... Americans are great at picking accents, so, yeah, I'm glad I got that. The crowd numbers, yeah, I'm not sure. I do often... People have told me that I am quite big, so maybe I can turn those crowd numbers around.
All right, well, look, sorry about that. Thanks for your time. Good luck with your career, and looking forward to your new feature.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, check it out. I'm a Melton, your heart.
Well, that was Dirk Melton. I don't think we got the right bloke on the line there.
Yeah, I don't think he seemed too interested in the Sky Blues.
Yeah, no.
Dirk, if the real Dirk Melton is out there, good luck in your new role at Sydney FC. We hope you do turn the crowd numbers around. Possibly not in the same way that this Dirk Melton did.
Wow.
All right, Liam, thank you for doing the football news. Pete, now, we normally then go through a few of the state leagues across the country. You're obviously from Victoria. Can tell by the accent.
It's very Victorian.
Yeah, and I'm glad Dirk recognised that you're from Australia. so we might just focus on the Victorian Premier League today. Also, the Mirabella Cup as well, because there's been a bit of talk about that and some of the controversy that has come up. If you don't know, followers and listeners, Melbourne Heart and Melbourne Victory were initially going to be competing in this competition, but have since had their rights to do so revoked by the FFA. Liam, can you take us, just tell us a little bit more about that, and then I'll get your thoughts.
Yeah, look, originally when the cup was scheduled, FFA weren't fully down their FFA Cup route at the moment, and a lot of the and basically Victory and Heart had committed to being a part of the cup, but given all the work that FFA are doing behind the scenes for the FFA Cup, they've felt it's probably best for the teams not to compete.
The FFA Cup, my understanding is that's starting next year, or at some point in the future.
Yes.
Not in the near future. The Mirabella Cup, it's in round five. It's allegedly in direct competition, but I don't feel that it is.
Yeah, look, it depends on where you look at it, and I guess the FFA really want to make the FFA Cup the biggest success they possibly can, and I suppose then they just don't want to take any risk whatsoever. I mean, look, it's tremendously disappointing for us down in Victoria. It would have been fantastic to see some of the old ex-NSL clubs and the other powerhouse
taking
state
on
clubs,
these,
taking on
these A-League powerhouses.
Victory and Heart have been fantastic.
And that's part of the whole... That was part of the competition, that these amateur sides, well, in lower than the VPL, from around the state, got the opportunity to eventually work their way up and play these Melbourne Heart or Melbourne Victory. Scott Munn has come out and said that the Melbourne Heart will play the winner of the Mirabella Cup. Can you confirm that?
Yeah, look, he came out on Twitter and he was very quick after all this happened to make that offer. I think it was a little bit sneaky by Scott.
I
don't know about that. But look, to be honest, I mean, that aside, Melbourne Heart have been doing some fantastic work around the community and their State League 2 has been playing matches every couple of weeks against Premier League, State League 1, State League 2 teams. So, I mean, again, this is just another part of their build-up.
Yeah, well, talking about build-up, they would have liked to have been competitive in those games, and the Mirabella Cup would have provided that competitive competition before the A-League season started.
Yeah, I think it does. I think it doesn't help that the A-League season's so far back this season, starting late in October. If it was starting a little bit earlier, then it may have been maybe a bit more enticing. But again, I think just the big gap between it, obviously, is when they finished around the October.
Let's move on from the Mirabella Cup. We've dealt with that issue. Oakley Cannons, they are top of the table. We had a chat on Pete and I's radio show, obviously co-hosted with Anne Adong. We
Yeah, he's not too confident about keeping that position up top. He was a bit skeptical about whether Dandenong might come up there. There's a couple other teams that have moved their way up as well.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think his confidence or his lack of confidence is shown. I mean, they are top of the table, and they've played 14 games, but the top of the table teams only won 8 games. I mean, they've almost half of the games they haven't won yet, they're still top of the table. So, I mean, Heidelberg and Hume and Dundee Thunder, some fantastic teams sitting below them, and yeah, you can't take a breath.
Dandenong Thunder, we've spoken quite a bit about them. They lost points, and there was all that those issues there. They lost 6 points. They would be on top of the table, or yeah, joint top. Will they catch? Because they're not the dark horses, but they're definitely going to be up there come season end.
Quality team, an absolutely quality team. I've seen them a couple of times. They're a fantastic team.
Now, settle an argument for us, because you are taking Pete Nowakowski's role today as co-host.
Yep.
Pete, last week on the show, said that there was a poll running on the Australian Football Facebook page that asked which team in the Stakely competitions is the best in the country at the moment. I said Sydney Olympic. Pete Nowakowski said Dandenong Thunder.
I've got to say Dandenong Thunder. Maybe I'm slightly Victorian biased, but I've got to say Dandenong Thunder. I've covered them a few times for some of the things down in Victoria, and the football they play is just absolutely superb. A few cracking players in the squad as well. A lot of people didn't know about before the start of the season coming over, but just they're absolutely solid at the back and just fantastic going forward.
Any potential names that we might see next season in the A-League?
Yeah, I think the other one, Matthew Theodore, who was in and around the Victory Youth setup, has been absolutely sensational, been probably one of the best players. I think Luke Sherbin up front as well has just been he's been banging the goals in as well, and just looking really, 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 really dangerous. But I think that the big part about Dandy Thunder is there's not, you know, one or two absolute cracking stars. They just seem to be a very good team, and Shimro's got them working really well.
Very interesting. Bottom of the table, St Albans Saints, St Albans United. We did rename. We don't like that. What do you think about that name?
Look, St Albans is the area, and Saints is a good name. I like it.
Are they Catholic?
No, I don't think they. Well, they might be, but
well, yes. I don't know.
So, I think Saints just worked really well with the Saint at the start. It's unique.
It's like calling a team Hannah.
It is, yes, it is.
Works both ways. Maybe we should rename Manny United.
Not too sure the boys on Fox Street would be happy with that. But
did I hear you say you've been telling them that they're renamed? Maybe yes, you can pass on the message.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be listening in.
Now tell us a bit about your role at Football Federation Victoria. You're obviously media partners, or we are media partners with you guys, and we thank you so much for accepting us amateur bloggers as that. Well, you know, we don't get paid for any of this, and we thank you so much for accepting us as media partners alongside 442 who... And significant others?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's my role primarily is, and I kind of do this type of stuff off my own back, is my role primarily is to run the competitions from the VPL, WPL, all the way down to, you know, the under-9 small side of football type of thing. So that's my role. I have a team of 4 or 5 in at the Federation. Mm-hmm. And then on my own, like a referee, and I also play lower league as well. So
you're everywhere. You're Pete does about 5 different football things each week. I'm really glad we've got you on the show, because you are basically Pete Nowakowski with a Scottish accent.
Yeah, well, look, given the fact that you stormed out, you might need a good replacement. Let's hope he comes back next time.
You hope he does. Well, we don't have you headed back down to Victoria next
time. I was going
to
say, it's going to be a long trip every time you record a podcast. if he doesn't come back.
You've flown up, you changed your flight specifically to come on the Football Podcast, Football Sack Podcast, and we thank you so much for that. It's great.
Pleasure.
We're glad you've stepped in. Usually we have a few player tweets and that segment. Unfortunately, I haven't gone through that segment, so you will miss out on singing the player tweets theme song.
Oh, gutted.
Our producer there in the background. Thank you. Thank you there. You should put a head back down. This is just a bonus show on Tuesday when we do usually host the Football Sack Podcast and record it. This week, there is a Football Fans Down Under fan forum that has been organised. A few amazing guests on the show, forum, sorry, Holger Osick, Tom Zamani, Ben Buckley, a whole range of football pundits from across the footballing world, mainly Australia. so we're heading along to that on the Tuesday night, so we won't be, this is your bonus podcast for the week. We're going to end the show, Liam. We do have, I've kind of been surprising you a bit throughout the show.
Just full of surprises. This is a good Sunday.
Good way to start your day. We don't usually take callers on the line. We usually call them up ourselves. But I think somewhere on the line, we do have the very first caller in to... And we don't really know how this happened because, one, we don't have a number to call, and two, we haven't given it out to anyone. If we did have a number. But we have someone on the line. Are you there, caller?
Hello, love.
Yeah, hello. What's your name and where do you come from?
Beryl Love.
Oh, g'day there. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, that's great to hear, Beryl.
Love, it's a wonderful thing you do for the football community out here.
Oh, I'm thank you for blowing our own horn.
And your gorgeous, gorgeous, sexy voice, you spunk of a man.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm, I do work on my voice technique, my radio voice. So, and Liam across from me is quite a looker as well.
No, he's not. He's a Celtic supporter.
No, wait. How do you know that? Because you're on the phone and. I'm
he
not
sounds
sure.
Like a Celtic supporter.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, I definitely agree with you there. Do you have any questions that you'd like to ask?
No, love, I just wanted to say, you gorgeous, gorgeous spunk of a man. You're doing a fabulous job.
That's amazing.
I think we need Doc Melton back after this call.
we'll give you Doc Melton's number and you give him a call because he's quite, from the sounds of his voice, he's quite gorgeous as well. Thank you, Beryl.
Thanks, love.
Well, this has been the bonus edition, the Sunday edition of the Football Sack podcast. I would like to thank Liam Bentley for coming on the show at such an early time, 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning. Thank
Absolute
you,
pleasure.
Because you've been up late watching your team.
Yes, won the Scottish Cup last night, so I got my hour sleep before I got on the taxi and on the plane up here. So
imagine how good you would have been if you had had a few more hours sleep.
Yes.
Because you were quite good, like you were quite good today. But you would have been
most of the rubbish I've dished up already.
Well, you know, when you come on the Football Sack podcast, we do expect a certain standard. And next time when you're up, when you make the flight, the 6 a.m. flight, just perhaps, maybe you should just
put the tie on and just, you know, look the part.
Yeah,
and
think about what you're going to say. No, thank you for being on the show. That has been the Football Sack podcast. See you later, guys.
The Football Sack.